Viter and Chasmid of Mem picking up on Lametesima base by the bottom of the page, six word Rav. We're discussing the Yibik Cholam. We're continuing on that theme. Rav Chelbo Chola, she got sick. Nafak Achri of Kana. Rav Kana went out and go to announce this that he got sick. Beep, turn the page. Mem Amalav. Rav Chelbo Baish. Rav Chelbo got sick. Baish says the Ran means Chola. Nobody came. Amalahu. So Rav Kana said, Lo kachal yomaisid. Wasn't something like this happened? But Tamadechim and Tamadechim, one of the students from Yakiva, Shechalo, he got sick. Lo nechzu achacham and vako. No, the chum came in order to go visit him. Nechaz Rabbi Akiva vako. Only Rabbi Akiva came. Bashir Shakib dov ribtsu, lefan of chaya. Because of the fact that they swept the floors and all the dust on the ground in front of him, he ended up getting better. Amalahu. So this Talmud says to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chisani, you gave me life. Yatz Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went out and Vidarish, he darshan. Call me Shein mevaka cholam. Someone is mevaka cholam. It's like you killed somebody. As a Gemara, also of Dima Amar, Dima came from Eitzot above. He said, "Kol mevakas the chol agorim lo shiachya." Anyone who visits the sick, it's like you give him, you cause him to live. Kol shenam mevakas the chol agorim lo shiachya. Anyone who doesn't visit the sick, it's to cause him to die. My Gramina, what way do you cause him to live or die? Elim a kol mevakas the chol. Someone visits the sick, mevakas lo rachem shiachya. So he's going to daven for him. He's going to get better. Kol shenam mevakas the chol. Someone doesn't visit the sick, mevakas lo rachem shiachya. Someone is going to daven that he should die. Come on. Even the guy's not visiting him, he's not going to damage to die. Shiyamas hakadai, the only thing is going to die. Elo, kol shein mevaka chola, ein mevaka shol rachamim. Anyone who's not going to mevaka, he's not going to mevaka shol rachamim. Shlo shiyach velo shiyamas. He's not going to damage for him. He's going to get better or worse because he's not seeing what's in front of him, and therefore he's not going to do it. And therefore a person can die. But if you damage for it, maybe he's going to live. Rava yoma, kadamach de chalish. Rava, on the first day that he would get sick, Amalon, he would tell his peeps, lo tigle in the Yiddish. Don't let it be known. The lo lisa mazi, don't want to have any sort of ayin hara, it's going to happen. Mikan ve'elech amalon, from then on, if he went on to day two, puka ve'chriza v'shuk, he said, go out and mention this in the shuk. T'chol desani li, lechad li. Anyone who doesn't like me, let him be happy with the fact that I'm sick. V'uksiv, that's going to help me. Why? Because it's been po'a yivcha, or yivcha, al tismach. But when your enemies fall, don't be happy. And when he stumbles, lest your heart be joyous. Lest Hashem see it and be displeasing his eyes, and he will turn his anger from him. And therefore, what happens is that the joy is going to end up being good for him, the joy of these people. With the Rachim Li, Live Alai, Rachman, the people that do like me, they're going to go down for me to get better. So either way, Monav Shach, it's worth it to announce that. Omerav, Komavaka, Zachol, and Itzel, Medina, Shagahanim. Anyone who visits the sick people will be saved from the judgment of Gehenna. Mishnah Emes, the Pasuk says, Ashrei, the Pasuk and Tehillim, Ashrei, Maskil, El Dol, Biyom Ra, Yimal Teo Hashem. Praiseworthy to you, contemplates the needy, the dull. On the day of evil, Hashem is going to deliver him. So we look at these two words, dull and evil, the day of evil. Ein Dala Lechola. Dala here means a sick person. Mishnah Emes, the Pasuk says, Midala Yevatzine. There's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, he will end my life with sickness. Right, so we see it means sick. Inami min hadin kor. You can learn it from the following pasuk found in Shmuel. Madu atach kacha dal ben amelech baboker baboker. Why are you the son of the king? This is talking about David Amelech's son Amnon, and he had a helalibatina for his half sister Tamar, and he got sick. And that's when they said to him, "How are you going to do such a thing? Kacha dal ben you get sick." And what that said dal means sick. And Ra that we said is gog megehenim. And Ra legehenim shenemar. The pasuk says, "Kol paal Hashem lemaneu v'gam ra shel yom ra." Everything Hashem made, he did for his praise, even the Rasha for the day of evil. Even when a person is a Rasha, gets punished, goes to Gehenna, this is going to be good for Hashem. It's going to be praise. It's going to be praise for Hashem. So what do you see? We see the sick person in the day of Gehenna, and he goes, it helps him out. He's saved from Gehenna. He beker matzcharo, and if he visits him, what's going to be his reward? Matzcharo, kedama, he just said it's schar. Need so many dish. Gehenna is going to be saved from Gehenna, from the din of Gehenna. El matzcharo, elam azeh, what's going to be schar in this world? Hashem Yishmereu v'chayeu v'usha ba'aretz. Hashem is going to guard him, restore him to life, and will be fortunate on earth. Va'al titneu b'nefesh oivav, and will not give over to the desire of his enemies. Hashem Yishmereu v'yitzahar. He's going to be saved from the yitzahar. V'chayeu min ha'yisurim. He's going to be saved from yisurim, suffering. V'usha ba'aretz yukola m'kol m'schavim bo. He's going to be fortunate on earth, and everyone's going to go and be m'schavim bo. He's going to take pride in him. Va'al titneu b'nefesh oivav. And you don't have to worry about your enemies. She yizdamnu lo reyim. That means to say he's going to have good friends. Kenamon Sheripu as Sarasa, just like Naaman, that his Tsaras was healed. He's down in Lorayim, and he shouldn't have friends. Kirichavim, Shechilko, as Malchuso, Akuchavim, they split up his Malchus. Now, what happened with Naaman? Naaman, he ended up getting Tsaras. He was a major Chosh of a general. and he went to go ahead, and someone said to him, I'm going to go to Elisha to get healed. So he said, okay, he went there, and Elisha, instead of coming to see him, he just sent a message out to him to go to the Nachal Yardain, and don't worry, you'll be healthy. And he was so upset. How dare he send me to go and do such a thing? But he says, so other people said to him, listen, if he told you to do a really intense thing, you would have listened to him. Now he's saying you do a very easy thing. He's like, could I go listen? And he did such a thing, and he ended up getting healed. And now bad friends, Rechavim, what happened with Rechavim? Rechavim was Shlomo Melech's son. Shlomo died, Rechavim took over, and when Rechavim took over, everyone said, can you lower the taxes? Because Shlomo Melech had the taxes riding high because of the fact that the Beis HaMikdash, can you lower it? And he had people that he went to, the older Chevra and the younger Chevra. The older Chevra said to him, lower the taxes and it's going to help you. Because even though you get less money, everyone's going to want to serve you. If you higher the taxes, it's going to be bad. And his younger friend's like, nah, keep the taxes high. You got this. And what ended up happening, they ended up rebelling against him. He listened to the younger one and he ended up going with the higher taxes and didn't end up well for them. So we see like Rechavim. Tan Yolintan Abraisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer says, Im Yomer Lecha Yoladim B'nei, if you have young children saying build, it was a Kenim Sisor, and older ones telling you should destroy, Shema is a Kenim Alta Shema Yoladim. Listen to the elders they're telling you to destroy, not the young ones are telling you to build. Shabilni and Yoladim Stira, because the building, quote unquote, of the youngins is destruction, and the Stira is a Kenim Binyan, but the destruction of the elders is considered building, because they know what's going down. Vesimon Adav Rechavim ben Shlomo, and Simon is Rechavim ben Shlomo, that's what happened with him. He didn't listen to the younger ones instead of the older ones. Amravshi shared Davidi lo lisa dinish kitzira lo lebetlas shai kadmeisa v'lo betlas shai betzrais the yom. A person should not visit lo lisa dinish kitzira means you shouldn't visit the sick person. This is the Iran means lo yivaker because it's called adam betagminu b'siada. So go and visit a sick person not in the first 3 hours of the day and not in the last 3 hours of the day. How come? Ki hechid lo lisech daiti min rachim, so he doesn't dam for him. Tlas shai kamaisa ravcha daiti, because the first 3 hours ravcha daiti means a person's mind is at ease. The sickness is a lot easier. It's not as bad in the morning. Therefore, someone's going to see him say, oh, he doesn't need davening. But the talk of chusim, but the end, the last hours of the day are very intense. And therefore, says Iran, because who should be efes tikva, this guy's no hope. Either he's going to say he doesn't need davening, he's going to say, oh man, davening's not even going to help. Therefore, go right in the middle. Amarav, minay shekodesh baruch hu zayin esachol hadin kodesh baruch hu sustains a sick person. Shen emar, as a pasuk says, Hashem yisadenu al eres. Divide the Gomer. Hashem is going to fortify him on the sick bed. So Hashem is only coming along and taking care of him. Vamarav. The Shechina, the Hashem is the divine presence of Hashem is by the bed of the sick person. Shem Posuk says, Hashem, you said then all there is divide. Hashem is going to fortify him on the sick bed. It means Hashem is over there. Tanya Nam Yachub Bright says also, someone can visit the sick person. Lo Ishiv Velo Gabi Mita. Don't sit in the bed. Velo Gabi Safsal, not on the bench. Velo Gabi Kisan on the chair. Elo Masatav Yosef Gabi Karka. Sit down on the ground. Everybody on the ground. Mipnesh, Hashchina Shuri, Lamal Mitzis Shachol. He says, Hashchina, Hashem's presence is resting over there by the bed. Shanemar Hashem Yisadena Al Eres Devai. Someone's going to fortify him while he's on the sick bed. Another type of teaching, not connected to what we just said about the sick. Mitzvah b'maravah, when it rains in the west, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Sadarav Pras, Euphrates is a very big witness. Euphrates is much lower, and therefore what happens is that we know that it's going to start to go ahead and swell tremendously. Lots of rain, water is going to end up over there, even though it doesn't rain in that area. Upligi the Shmuel, and this is the Machlokas argues on Shmuel, Damar Shmuel says, Nara Mikefe Mizbarach. The river comes from the bedrock, meaning from the actual source everything's coming from the beneath the ground. Very important nakuda here to understand to get this next part. When one wants to go to the mikvah, because we just saw two opposing opinions over here. If someone wants to go to the mikvah, then a mayan, which is a spring, is one area you're allowed to go to a mikvah in, or a gathering of water, otherwise known as a mikvah mayim, a gathering of water. However, spring water can be used even if it's flowing, because it's coming from the source over there. But mikvah water, it can't be flowing. It's got to be still water that's all gathered in one place. So if we assume that the rainwater that's flowing, it's swelling in the Euphrates, is coming from the rainwater, then we have a problem. You're not able to go ahead, and you're not even allowed to go in the mikvah over there, because now majority of the water is coming from the rainwater in the river, and therefore you can't go ahead and mikvahize in it. Only when it's at the regular level can you do such a thing. That was the first statement. That's a Rav and a Merav, that mitzvah Merava sadar abapras. So plegi the Shmuel argues though, and he says that nara mikefim is baruch, that it comes to kefim. This we learned in Tainus, daf chaf hayom at beis, that every tefach of rainwater that's above above the ground, then there's two tzvachim that are coming from below. And therefore, in a chinami, rain's coming from up, but the water's still coming from this from the, beneath the surface. Therefore, it's fine. Upligi the Shmuel, Shmuel actually argues himself. Tamar Shmuel, Shmuel says, "Ein hamayim mitayrin bezochin." Water is not going to purify while it is flowing. Beep, turn the page. Mamam abeis. Ella pras biyome tishrei bilvad. Shmuel is arguing himself, because what's he saying over here? As the Ron explains, that lefi she'eino eis geshamim velozman hafsharas shlagim. This is not the time for the rainwater, not time of the, when the snow starts to melt, and therefore, that's when we're going to know that it's good water. But if there would be water that's coming from rainwater, then it would be no good, because we'd say that it's coming from the rainwater, even though Shmuel just said a second ago, not like that. Right? It's going to come from underneath the ground. Avud Shmuel avad lahon mikvos lebenasei, biyomi nisan umfatse biyomi tishrei. We see that here he goes and he agrees with the second ruling of Shmuel over here, because now it sounds like the second rule is going similar to the very first ruling we saw on the previous daf. And now Avud the Shmuel, he would go ahead and make mikvos for his daughters, personal mikvos during the days of Nisan, because he was worried about the fact that the rainwater, meaning it's coming from, that the water, the flowing of the rivers is coming from the rainwater, and therefore it's no good. But he'd make mats on Yom Tishrei during the days of Tishrei so they can go outside and make sure that they didn't have any chatzitzes of mud when they would go outside. That was Tishrei, was before the rainy season, therefore we're good. Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rav, Maidir Sev, says, what does it mean when you say in the Pasuk, Vatem ben Adam asei lecha klei gola, and you, son of man, make for yourself implements of kelim that are going to be used for the gullus when you're going to go into exile. What are they? Zuner, uka'ara, it's talking about a lamp, a ka'ara, a bowl. Beep, turn the page. Mem aleph vishatich, and a mat to be able to go and sit on. This is talking about when they're going into Gullus. Bechoser kol. Now it goes and says that, you know why we're going to go into Gullus? We're going to go bechoser kol without anything. What does it mean without anything? Amar Rav Ami. Well, first of all, we're talking about this is the pasuk which is saying Tachashel Avadas Hashem Alkecha B'Simchat Tovah of Kol. You didn't go ahead and you didn't serve Hashem with gladness of heart when everything was good, and then you're going to serve your enemies. Hashem is going to stand against you in hunger and thirst, nakedness, without anything. What does it mean without anything? Amar Rav Ami. Amar Rav below ner or below shulchan. It means without a ner, without a candle, without a table. Rav Chista Ami says, what does it mean? It means below isha, without a wife. Rav Sheshi Amar below shamish, means that someone's going to help you. Rav Nachman Amar below deo, without any das, any understanding. Chalila, are going to lose our minds. Tana below Tana Baisa, below melech, below revav, without salt and without revav, any sort of fat in order to give flavor to the food. So clearly we say das is a very important thing. And Amar Abaye says, Naktina, and we have a tradition, ain ani below elabedea. There's no poor person, real poor, except for in ani in understanding, we doesn't have das. But Marav Amar, they said in Marava, did da be kula be, did lo da be ma be, zem na mar, bamar shed amar, bimarava. What is Sinai Tzisal? Someone who has it, meaning das, but kula be, he has everything. Someone who doesn't have it, babe, what does he have? Meaning he's nothing. Dokani, it requires it, machazo, what's he lacking? The low if he doesn't get it, Makani, what has he acquired? Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Continuing on, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow with more ideas of Echola. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.